Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I have a really, really fun show for you today. My guest today is George Koo. He is with Clearmark Partners, and he is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to real estate investing, the markets, blockchain, and all of these things. We're going to talk a lot about those topics and more on today's show. First, I want to get to know a little bit about George and Clearmark, and then, of course, moving forward, I want to talk about this Amazon effect in real estate. So we'll cover that in today's show as well. And if I would suggest this, like pull over if you are. If you're driving, pull over, do a quick search, Google search on George Koo, and just understand the type of information that he has made available online. He understands with a very deep and detailed knowledge of blockchain, cryptocurrency, and how that can affect tech and real estate. So what's interesting about this interview is I've always wanted to know more about blockchain as well. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. A little bit about George. He has a PhD in quantitative finance and technology from Virginia Tech, a Master of Liberal Arts in International Relations from Harvard University. He's a CFA, CPA, and has an MBA and bachelor's in finance and accounting from St. John's University. A lot of his company manages hundreds of millions of dollars for individual and institutional ultra high net worth investors, which means by definition these entities may be investing at least $30 million outside of their personal assets and property. So if you spend a few minutes even speaking with George, you'll really understand that his attention to detail and understanding how to unpack some of these complicated topics is pretty profound, and I'm excited to help him, or at least do my best, to unpack these ideas with him as well. Let's go ahead and bring him on the show. George, welcome.
Hi, Abby. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me. I'm really excited for the conversation. Do me a favor, and for our listeners today, help us understand a little bit about who you are, your background, and what you do at Clearmark.
Okay, great. First, I just want to qualify. I appreciate you presenting my background. And the first thing is that I am a PhD candidate at Virginia Tech, and I'm currently doing my work, and I'll be doing my dissertation soon. And so I'll be working on that. But I've always had an interest in research, and so I am involved in quantitative finance and technology type research, which involves looking at various technologies and how they could be beneficial to helping investors understand the markets and the market mechanisms and the behaviors of people, and how technology could then be used to augment their investment style and their investment expertise. And so, you know, one of the things that I've always been intrigued with is the confluence of technology and how it actually solidifies, I mean, everything that we do today is all technology-driven, so we can assume that it will become part of our lives pretty much forever. And so it's just merely a tool. But I think that the most important aspect of using those tools is understanding the behavioral aspects of it and how it would then augment human behavior and perhaps even modify to a certain degree and to even allow investment managers, investors in any field, whether it be real estate, commodities, or in emerging markets, how they can actually deploy technology to really provide a tool to aid their decision-making process. And I think that, you know, I've been always a student of the market, and I'll always be a student of the market. And as you can see, the last 2 days have been extremely volatile conditions, at least in the stock market. And part of my my mandate for my investors is to teach them about the market and to also provide them color and insight as far as how the markets move and react to the various different confluence of so many different factors that affect the world. And so I'd be delighted to, you know, to speak further about how I can help your listeners understand the market even better.
So as a real estate investor myself, and many of our listeners on today's show, they are business owners, they're entrepreneurs, and they're listening in, and they want a very good, maybe high-level understanding of what they need to pay attention to, essentially so they can make informed investing decisions. And they're looking at the market. Sometimes it's erratically going up and down. Sometimes it seems to be going up. Sometimes it seems to be going down. And whatever the market is doing on a daily basis, what should one be paying attention to regarding indicators, regarding the market moves that are happening, that are occurring on a daily, weekly, a monthly?
Okay. The first thing, let's understand investing in general. Investing, whether it be in the market or in real estate, it's really assigning an asset class to your investment style. So obviously, as a business person, if you're investing in assets of your business, you are an investment manager, investing the capital, your hard-earned capital, into a business, and that is considered to be your primary asset class. If you're a real estate investor, you're allocating capital, all right, to an investment class, which is your asset allocation. If I am managing emerging market funds or currencies or commodities, corn, wheat, oil, all right, and as an investor, I am allocating capital to that investment class. The general concepts of investment analysis are essentially the same, right? And first and foremost is really understanding the market in which you are investing in and having intimate knowledge of who the players are and the behaviors of the various different participants in that marketplace, who your buyers and sellers are, whether it be stocks or bonds, or whether it be real estate in terms of your market, in terms of who are the people who are buying real estate and who are the ones who are selling real estate, and understanding their behaviors and motivations of that. And I think that first and foremost is primary importance for you to understand who your market participants are and understanding the psychology that goes on in terms of the motivations of what they do in terms of buying and selling.
We have about maybe 45 seconds before we have to go to break, George. What are some mistakes, maybe one big mistake that you've seen investors make when, say, reading the market, whether it's correctly, incorrectly?
Lack of research. Lack of research and being very emotionally driven. All right. Now, people do have commitments and they have opinions about the market. They don't vet the opinion. And when I say vet the opinion, you have to have some research to support your opinion, all right? You may have a compelling investment thesis. You believe the market's going higher, and you believe that this property value is going higher. Well, you better do your market research. If you don't do your research correctly, and you vet that research by getting good, objective information about that, then you're going to be making a terrible mistake in allocating your assets.
I agree. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, lack of research is definitely a major challenge. I see it in the real estate world all the time. And letting one's emotions drive these decisions, oh, that's the worst. We'll talk more about that when we come back, Think Realty Nation. Don't go anywhere. More with George Koo after the break.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizVod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi. We're back. My guest today is George Koo. He's with Clearmark Partners, and I'm really excited about this conversation. I do want to get to the Amazon effect on real estate and blockchain and technology, because I feel a lot of this, even AI, I feel like this is here. The technology is not going anywhere. It's not like it's going to run up. It's going to get up and walk out of the room in our lives in some capacity. It's here to stay. And for those of you just joining, George Koo is my guest. He is a PhD candidate at Virginia Tech, and his concentration, if I'm saying that correctly, George, is quantitative finance and technology. He has a master's of liberal arts in international relations from Harvard, and I mean, you have a tremendous amount of experience. You're CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Clearmark, managing partner previously of Hillcrest Capital Advisors from 2000 to 2009, head of research, investment banker and CFO at Dahlman Rose & Company. So you've done a lot. You've seen a lot of trends, and you're pretty much like a genius in my book when it comes to understanding these things and being able to break them down for regular investors like me. Before the break, you had mentioned about a mistake that investors make. And I want to start there for a quick moment. You said two things. One, that there's a lack of research. And then two, folks and investors get really emotionally tied to the decisions they're making. How does one stay unaffected? How does one not get into the mania of tulips when looking at, say, market trend, whether it's going upward or downward, similar to what happened to Bitcoin when folks were buying at the height of Bitcoin and then it started to drop like crazy? How do I stay relatively unattached?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the kind words. I think that manias will occur all the time within investing, and when we get caught up in the emotion of things, there's what I call the FOMO effect, or FOMO effect, which means fear of missing out. As a potential investor, you have capital to deploy, and you really want to make the right decisions to earn money. And you just have that fear of missing out. However, you just have to do your research first. And once your research is done and you have a commitment to deploy that capital and you feel that you're committed to your research and you have vetted the information and you really feel confident that you're making the right choices, then that's the point that you can then execute. And when you execute, yes, it can get emotional, but if you keep the research in hand and then continue to refine that research as you've made your investment, you then pull the emotion out of it. Then you're thinking in terms of what are the next steps? All right, did I make any mistakes? How could I correct them if they have occurred? How do I manage my risk? What do I need to do in order to capitalize on this particular investment decision that I did engage in? And I continue to refine my research over time so that you get better and better at it. And then hopefully you'll be an expert in that particular area. And I think that will take a lot of the emotional impact of making that decision. And when you continue to refine your research, you're going to be making much more objective decisions as opposed to subjective decisions. And when you do that over time, it then becomes an acquired skill. And then people are going to be amazed at how you make your decisions, and they're going to be astonished how you're able to take all sorts of disparate pieces of information and form a mosaic to create a decision that's profitable for you and for your your clients. And that comes from making a lot of mistakes and a lot of decisions. And you just have to just do the research and make sure that you then become committed to your research and you feel that you're arriving at the right decision so that you can take the emotional aspect of it. If you make an impulsive decision, that's the worst thing. Impulsive decisions are made when people just make decisions without the aid of their research, and they're doing it because somebody else is doing it. Well, that's the worst kind of research. You're trying to follow on, and once you try to follow on, your investment decision is not the same as, let's say, the person that you're trying to follow. Mm-hmm. Their mandates are going to be different. Their their rules of what their investors have guided them are going to be totally different. In other words, their rule book is going to be different from your playbook. So why are you following another investor? So the bottom line is you do your own research. Try to become an expert. You don't have to be an expert. Just understand your area at the best way you can is really by consulting with other people and talking to a lot of people. And part of that research is trying to learn more about your field, whether you have to go back to school to learn it. Yes, go back to school. And I find people who don't understand their investing, shall I say the target investment, that's when they make the biggest mistakes. And they don't understand what they're investing in, whether it be real estate, whether it be stocks, bonds, whether it be cryptocurrencies. If they don't understand what they're investing in, they're going to be making huge mistakes. And they've got to do it completely, not half-heartedly. They've got to do the research behind it.
So I talk a lot about the investment personality and understanding your investment personality. And what you're suggesting, what you're saying, really blends into that nicely, because if you don't really figure out your investment personality, then you'll have other people telling you how to invest. And then you don't understand the market, you don't understand the asset class you're investing in, and that's just a major issue. Let's say that I don't want to go back to school to say, find that. Now, what are some resources, what are some other ways that I can identify my investment personality? Are there any shortcuts here? Is it just a matter of speaking with professionals that have been doing this longer than 10 or 15 years to help me determine it?
Well, look, I think that if you're not, if you don't have the time or you just don't have the skills in order to engage in that type of investment, you have two decisions, right? Either stay out of it, all right, or find the right professionals who can help you. Like, for example, if I decide that I'd like to engage in real estate investments in, let's say, Santa Barbara, California, I know nothing about the community. I don't even have adequate research in that particular area. Then I will consult with a real estate professional, a person who has been in that marketplace, who understands that market, and that's part of my research. That then I'm doing my own quote unquote due diligence, but I'm doing it through a person who is actually who understands the market, who understands what pricing is like in that particular market, who understands the motivations of all the buyers and sellers in that particular marketplace. So that's doing research too. But you don't have to do all the research yourself. And of course you want to leverage your own time. But if you're not a professional or if you're not an expert in that area, find an expert in that area. That's when you'll find that they'll get much more helpful to you.
Gotcha. We got to go to break, George. When we come back, let's talk about the Amazon effect in real estate and your preferred types of real estate investment. So really excited about that conversation. And if you want to learn more about George, here's what you should do. He has been featured on the cover of the November issue of Think Realty magazine. So make sure that you pick up a copy at your local Barnes & Noble, or you can also subscribe to the magazine at thinkrealty.com. So go check it out. It's going to be awesome when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar. My guest today is George Koop. We're talking about, so far on the show, we've been talking about some indicators, how you as an investor can understand your investing personality. George believes in an eyes wide open investment methodology, meaning, very similar to me, in that you have to understand what you're investing in. If you don't understand you, yourself, your mindset, and the asset class you're investing in, maybe it just makes sense to not invest in it or just stop because you don't want to give yourself the best chance of losing money. That's not the point here. The point here is to get educated, invest well so you can finish well financially down the road. Georgia, let's start talking a little bit about the Amazon effect in real estate. You mentioned, quote, "My preferred types of real estate, usually commercial, are properties insensitive to what I like to call the Amazon effect." You also mentioned the Amazon effect manifests when retailers fail to invent themselves sufficiently or quickly enough to effectively react to risk to manage the overwhelming industry shift that has emerged in the wake of Amazon's tendency to sell nearly everything and deliver it in nearly 2 days or fewer, in the majority of cases, essentially for free. Talk to me a little bit about that. Help me understand. Give me some background on what you mean and why this is something that I, as a real estate investor, should be paying attention to.
Well, I think that in our recent news, everyone's heard that Sears just recently is now in a position where it could potentially file for bankruptcy. It is a victim of the Amazon effect. Although, and many other retailers are a victim of the Amazon effect. When I say the Amazon effect, I refer to the phenomenon where a disruptive firm such as Amazon effectively has been able to completely monopolize a market for which they can supply goods from various distributors and manufacturers around the world and deliver it to the consumer in a very convenient fashion that doesn't even entail bricks or mortar stores. And so there's really less of a need for a store or an outlet to distribute your goods. And what's more convenient than having, you know, you order the goods on your phone, literally, and then have it delivered to you within a day or two. In some instances, in some cities, they could be delivered the same day. And so companies, you know, who have really built up their businesses by building out stores, which are brick-and-mortar effect, is right now really, really concerned about, you know, how they can take on the onslaught of a major company like Amazon, who now can carry virtually any type of good around the world and be able to deliver it to you within 2 days. They've got to reinvent themselves. And in order for them to reinvent themselves, they have got to look at their customer base and see how they can deliver their goods faster, cheaper, and much more efficient and of the high quality, and even provide the customer service that customers actually demand. And, you know, the Amazon effect is just permeating through the entire, around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's not just affecting just, you know, just your brick-and-mortar retailers. Even other retailers that are online, you know, even take eBay. I mean, eBay at one point was actually doing quite well, and they had pretty much a monopoly market over, let's say, auctioning, used goods. But now that market has essentially been stagnant for years, and a lot of sellers have now moved on to Amazon because, you know, it's Amazon's ability to provide such a unique marketplace that it is much more efficient and technologically driven, that they are offering so many different features to their website that makes it a compelling opportunity for people who produce the goods and provide whatever service to actually list their marketplace on Amazon because they have an incredible technological platform in which sellers can sell their goods. And so the Amazon effect is going to affect everyone. I mean, the future of doing business is going to have to be online. And I think that the future of real estate is that, you know, the commercial real estate sector has really got to reinvent themselves to really more destination-type activities where they can provide entertainment, gaming opportunities, where they have gaming emporiums where people can gather and you'll have people competing on virtual sites, but there'll be a collective approach where after they finish a video game, they can, you know, hang out with some friends for some coffee or even for a few beers. And that's the kind of usage of real estate space that I envision for the future. Restaurant spaces will continue to do okay. But, you know, they again, you know, it's all about customer service and catering to an online community. So it is a disruptive way of thinking. And so it's knowing who your customer is and what they like and what you feel is going to be their future likes and dislikes are going to be. And that's how you then modify your commercial space in order to adapt to that that new way of thinking, at least for millennials, because the millennials are going to end up ruling in about 10, 15 years.
I'm so happy you said that because I'm a millennial.
Thank God.
No, I'm like a super senior millennial. I think I fall in the category of a zillennial. I think that's what it is. So I was born in 84, and it's kind of a weird transition point. I've seen the world without tech and then with tech, and it's just kind of crazy. So I'm with you. I think millennials, the actual millennials, not the zillennials, excuse me, will end up ruling the world. Here's a question for you. Where do you think Amazon is going next for their HQ too?
I think that they're gonna rule the world from people's homes, and with the introduction of Alexa, mm-hmm. They're putting their platforms where people can now even find even greater convenience to be able to order their goods. They have analyzed the psychology of the buyers, and they analyze and they know through their own research that, by and large, most people make a lot of impulsive purchase decisions. And the closer they are to that impulse, the faster they can facilitate and help the consumer make that impulsive decision. And they want to be the first ones there to do so. And so they want to be able to rule the Internet of Things, whether or not it's on an Alexa device. I can see that technology changing where potentially the device could be on your refrigerator. It could be literally on your television set as you come into the house, or it could be right near your doorbell or near your thermostat where you set your temperature, or wherever you go, Alexa will be there to answer your question. Now, the future of technology is the fact that they're going to be using artificial intelligence to control it all. When you have billions of people ordering all at once, it becomes a calamity. So they have really invested wisely and focused on AI in order to facilitate purchasing.
That's right. I want to talk about AI when we come back. I also want to ask you about Google Duplex, which is amazingly cool, but for a lot of people, kind of scary as well. And then a little bit about that Tide Dash button from Amazon when we come back. Don't go anywhere, Think Realty Nation. I feel like we're just getting heated up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi. My guest today is George Koo with Clearmark Partners. We've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about what makes sense. How do you find yourself, your inner investor? And I know, George, you've done a fantastic job in kind of humoring me and keeping things super, super simple, even though your base of knowledge extends well beyond kind of the simplicity of what we've been talking about. But I think some of the concepts and ideas that we have been talking about so far are really crucial. The investment personality being one. And then as we were going into break, before the break, you had mentioned AI and artificial intelligence. I know during the break we were talking a little bit about the Google Duplex, and you mentioned Facebook's platform. Tell me a little bit more about that. I know I haven't really read into it too much, but from the YouTube video of the sampling of Google Duplex, it looks amazing but also kind of scary at the same time.
I think AI right now is scary for everyone. It is, first of all, AI was invented close to 50, 60 years ago. And of course, it was invented in the academic arena, and researchers were just thinking of ways that that machines can actually augment or help people make decisions much more quickly. But now that's evolved even further. Now we've got powerful computers that can execute the, shall I say, the mathematical algorithms that were created, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And now with the computing power that we do have, the computing power is now packed even more densely into smaller and smaller chips, which now the platform has now become literally your phone, and it's become all the various different devices like the Google Duplex, like the Facebook Portal, like Alexa Home. So you're going to find more and more devices now smaller, becoming smaller and smaller, and they're going to be all over the place. Mm. Now, there's going to be fear, of course, you know, and it is scary. And then, look, it does take some, shall I say, it's a paradigm shift for most people to know that you never know. You're not exactly private in your own private home, because when you turn the devices on, the devices are basically sucking down information about you every second. And this is the new world that we've created, and this is a new world that we'll continue to learn to survive in. And so, you know, you walk down the streets of Manhattan, and you're probably going to be you're going to be recorded, and you're going to be photographed probably at least, 20 to 50 times, depending on where you're going. So when AI was first developed, it was really more of a decision-making tool and really trying to emulate how the human brain actually processes information. But that's gone so far, and where now the human brain needs to be augmented by these types of products that we do have that'll help us to make decisions and really make our lives a lot more convenient. So there's a trade-off there. If you want convenience and you don't want to make the decisions for yourself, well, there are going to be machines and that'll help you to make those decisions. Yes, it will be a scary world for some, but I think we've got to embrace it and we've got to welcome it, because if we're not doing it, people in China are going to do it, and people in Russia are going to do it.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever end up with like a Terminator-type scenario with Skynet? Like, just out of curiosity, will machines and AI take over and say, we're going to, like, we know the human race and we're robots and we're significantly better, and therefore we want to create a perfect system like they did in Tron, and all of a sudden, well, geez, that just ends up with a devastating consequence for the human race? I don't know. I highly doubt it, but
I think our the people who are creating this have already thought through this and thought through security aspects of it too. Like, for example, you know, having people penetrate their systems, but they've thought through it in a way where they said, look, we can't have a computer run amok, so therefore we've got to figure out a way that we have to have a kill switch. And that kill switch would shut it down if we feel that it's gone out of control. And so I think that people who are creating it are thinking along the lines, well, if this, there are boundaries that we set for the machine. We don't want, for example, if you're trading stocks and if you're trading 30,000 trades per second, if you have a bad market, 30,000 trades can actually ruin someone if it's trading the wrong way. So there's got to be a kill switch. And I think that the inventors and the developers of using these AI tools are going to put in kill switches. And kill switches have been known to they're in the security areas too. I mean, you do find kill switches if you log in and log out. You know, there will be ways to shut down your browser from having it, a virus attack you. So there are kill switches. I think they'll be implemented. And whether or not we develop a Terminator or we do not develop a Terminator, China is going to be thinking about it too, in Russia. And so if we don't build one, they will. And so I think that there's competition. Currently, there's a company called Boston Dynamics, who has actually put a bunch of videos out there, and they have shown and demonstrated that they have a life-size robot that actually can maneuver, who would be used for surveillance purposes and can actually walk by itself and actually travel on its own. And that's hopefully could at some point in time be used for combat purposes. Now, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, I'm not in a position to offer any opinions on. But you know, there are going to be some nations someday will be fighting wars by using robots. You know, and I'm sure that each one of the robots have got to have some form of a kill switch that if they're hurting a woman or a child, that hopefully that someone will implement the kill switch. But AI's here, and whether we develop it here, you know, in the United States, or we do not, someone's going to be thinking about developing one elsewhere.
Well, I'm going to live in denial because that's what that's how I choose to live my life. No, I'm kidding. I think I agree with you. AI is definitely here. Give us some ideas on blockchain, where you think cryptocurrency is headed, and et cetera. We have maybe about 2 minutes before we have to complete out the show. I didn't give us enough time, unfortunately, for cryptocurrency and the blockchain conversation, but I figured – take it away for the last maybe minute and a half or two, and we'll end the show.
Okay, thank you. The first thing is that as far as cryptocurrencies are concerned, I think that they're not ready for prime time. Merchants aren't ready to receive it, and the volatility of the pricing of the currencies are cryptocurrencies are not necessarily standardized that you can find the pricing correctly on one platform. So in other words, if you want to just buy a cup of coffee, you're going to, instead of spending, let's say, $5 for a cup of coffee, you're going to may end up spending $20 for a cup of coffee.
Mm.
All right. So that could have a devastating effect for merchants and for consumers. And so it's not ready for prime time. And I think that it's probably much easier if you traded euro currencies or even the Chinese yuan. I think that's more widely accepted than some of the cryptocurrencies that that are being you know, offered by some of these other purveyors. But blockchain is the key technology, and that's the one that I think that most people would be very interesting, and that's a security authentication technique, which I think has much more value than the actual cryptocurrencies themselves.
Understood. George, thank you so much for your time on the show today. I appreciate you jumping on and giving us a little insight into your world and some of the things that we need to do a little differently when it comes to our overall strategy. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Think Realty Nation, check out the cover story at thinkrealty.com. You can also go pick up the November issue at Barnes & Noble. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.